Blog Talk Radio. About issues that affect your life and finding some solutions that we can have to improve it. I'm sharing insights that I've come up with in my book, Not My Reality. And so I'm taking this opportunity to take your phone call, answer your questions. Some people have asked me, will I be sharing my spiritual side with you? And if I'm led to do so, then definitely I will. So again, welcome to Not My Reality Live. The number you can call me at is 646-378-1135 every Saturday night at 10 p.m. So again, call me at 646-378-1135. Give yourself a listen. If you just want to listen tonight, you can do that as well. I'll have the chat room open. And the goal is to remember to breathe and know this is not the end of the road because it is not my reality. Reality Live. Welcome. Sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. You can reach me at 646-378-1135. I'm your host, Marian Caldwell Parker, author, inspirational speaker, and just someone who wants to share a little bit and remind you to breathe as you're going through all that you're going through. Remembering that despair and hard times and disappointment are just temporary. So tonight's show, as every show that I do, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, is designed to give you encouragement. So again, welcome to Not My Reality Live. And by the end of the night, you will quickly be able to tell all those things that make you upset, that's not my reality, and begin to seek out the true reality for your life. Be sure to get back to you, because the important thing is that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And what that means is we have to remember that we have the motivation to overcome all adversity, and with the help, we can begin to live a life that openly says, that's not my reality if it doesn't cause you to have purpose and direction in your life.
And once again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I am Marian Caldwell Parker, your host for Not My Reality Live. Our topic tonight is why survival is the only option during and after a challenge. And my topic tonight about survival is to give us an opportunity to understand why it's important for us to focus on survival. Oftentimes we go through adversities, and I've talked about that in one of my broadcasts. We've talked about uncluttering our mind or freeing our mind. We've talked about understanding connections. So now after you do all that, you have to survive. So I looked up the definition for survival. Survival simply means the belief and the fact of living or existing, despite an accident, an incident, adverse circumstances, obscurity, you are able to live and exist. How many of us actually sit up here and think every day that we want to exist? I don't think we think about it unless we're having some serious emotional and psychological challenges. But typically we get up and go about our day. We may grumble and mumble, but we still go about our day because there's an innate desire or an innate process for us to live. I'm focused to think about all the different opportunities people have survived. We've survived chattel slavery as Black African Americans. We've survived Reconstruction. We've survived Jim Crow. We've survived the lynchings and everything like that, segregation. And then there are other ethnic groups. The Irish have survived famines, the wars, the Jewish survived the Holocaust. We're all here because our ancestors survived. They had the fact and the innate desire and drive and will to survive, to live and exist. And as a result of that, gratefully, we are here today to share who we are with one another. So survival is intimately the opportunity for us to be who we are supposed to be in this universe, in this realm, on this planet. So when we look at survival, we can even look more recently at the tsunamis and the hurricanes down in New Orleans, or we can look at 9/11, and we can look at Haiti, and we see the survival rate of a baby or a human being that was able to be there. And then I recalled, as I was prepping for the show, I recall the movie about an airplane craft that landed in the mountains of the Alps back in the early 80s or late 70s. And these two men were able to survive because when everyone forgot to live, chose not to live, they began to eat the carcasses of the deceased. Now, that may sound a bit harsh, but if we go back to our basic biology class, Darwinism, it is simply survival of the fittest. Survival is an innate process. You don't want to die. None of us wake up every morning saying, I'm ready to die. Again, unless there is a psychological, emotional stance that prevents us from wanting to live. But then they go, there's a process you go through. But nothing requires us to stop wanting to survive. There's no circumstance, no situation. Everything is temporary. We've spoken about that in previous broadcasts. So now we just need to understand that there is an adversarial force or opposition out here that we have to counter with our will and desire to survive. People are going to say negative things. Our friends and families are going to detract us or distract us or send us on a whirlwind or question our purposes, question our new idea, limit us in a way. So today we're going to talk about, hey, listen, survival is your only option. Doesn't matter who you divorce. Doesn't matter that you're worried about your children, adult or young, having pain as a result of the divorce. Doesn't matter about a breakup. People are given to us for a temporary time, and it's our responsibility to realize what it is they're there for. And if we don't get it or if they don't get it from us when we're in their path equally, then we cannot go back and change that. Now, the Creator could loop us back around, however, but that's not necessarily always an option that the Creator gives us to go back and redo and fix. And typically when we do, we tend to focus elsewhere besides focusing on where we need to focus. So again, the I amness in us of the Creator, the extension that is given to us from the Creator to have an I am state of being and functionality is that innate will and drive to survive. So when you get all this opposition and people say, you know, I broke up with this person or I'm going through this divorce or I've been downsized, I've been terminated, you know, I don't have the money I used to have, or my house is being poor. Whatever the issue is, the circumstance, I'm ill, my parents are ill, my children are ill. Whatever the circumstance is, you have to remember you have to survive. I travel a lot on airplanes, and one thing that was brought to my attention by a friend was, did you know what they said about survival? And the flight attendant always says, if you are traveling with a young child or an elderly person, to first put the mask on yourself and before you put it on them, right? And initially it sounds harsh, but when you think about it, if you're healthy and strong, if you're the elder, a two-year-old versus you, who can do more in an emergency situation? You can. So it's better for you to put on your mask than put the baby's mask on. We can revive the baby back. We can survive. But if we survive, we can help and do much more than we can if we just give in and die. We shouldn't begin to limit our lives as a result of a situation or circumstance. We shouldn't become reclusive. We shouldn't begin to isolate ourselves away from living a full life. So we're going to have what I call haters.
we're going to have people who speak illy against you. You're going to have people who don't understand your process, and that's okay. You need to understand that your goal is to survive. When all the destruction has occurred, you just need to be able to say, I survived it. You may not have everything you had initially, but you need to know that you've survived. Understanding that there are going to be times when you just need to focus in on yourself, dig deep on the I am-nesses inside of us, the connectedness with the Creator, understanding that we have to look far beyond the windows and the walls of our experience and our circumstances. We have to understand that negative energy is just that, negative energy. We don't need to have guilt because we're experiencing fullness and joy of our life. We don't need to feel guilty about who we've left behind, those that have chosen not to survive, those that still deal in pain of an incident or circumstance. And I'm not saying be mean. If a person is mourning a loss, they're mourning a loss, but that's differently than not wanting to survive. When they completely shut down, that means they've chosen not to survive. When they've lost things, they've chosen not to survive. So this survivor guilt is a symptom that we've developed through our families and interactions in society, but it's really a codependency. And codependency is never a good thing. We think about our husbands and spouses, as I said earlier, and our children, or we get a phone call and somebody starts telling us about their misery, and then we want to hold back our joy, our happiness, because we don't have misery. So we can feel happy. I mean, why can't we feel happy even though someone else is going through? Someone else is experiencing a down moment. We can break away and still lead a satisfying life despite our circumstances. Yes, it hurts when we leave you behind, of course, but we're moving forward anyway. We got to be patient. Personal survival is their responsibility. It is not ours. We were just talking about the importance of that. How can we allow someone else or help someone else or assist someone else in their survival if we have yet to establish a plan for our own or maintaining our own for a fuller life? We need to know the answer. We may catch up with our own time, but survival is our business. We have to claim it as our own. We can let go of others with love and love ourselves without guilt and embrace our quest for survival. We can be happy even though someone we love has chosen a different path. It doesn't mean because that person is choosing not to be a part of that we have to let them go. They're just in a slump. Even when we get in a slump, living this beautiful life and striving to survive, right, we are going to find ourselves reverting back instinctively back to our old pattern and we get a little nervous. We're going to be thinking and feeling and behaving the way that we feel is comfortable. But then we know better. We got to find ourselves, when we begin to obsess, we got to know that what we're doing is obsessing and it doesn't work. We can't frantically look for other people to make us feel better or make us. We have to understand and remember the plan we put in action for survival. If it means we're not going to spend extra money, we're not going to spend extra money. Survival is an intimate and innate process that requires us to live and exist despite the adversities, despite the places and the things that we're doing. Once again, you're listening to Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marion Caldwell Parker. I want to thank everyone that's listening in. I want to thank all of my callers and those of you who have just joined. I have some people joining in on the chat room. And I'm going to take a brief musical break because there is healing within the music. This is a song by an artist called Jill Scott. It's called Hate on Me. And again, she's talking about her survival, that she has this desire and will to survive at all costs. So here's an opportunity to listen in.
silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old thing, a dozen roses, which I would give to you. You'd still be miserable. In reality, I'm gonna be who I be.
All right, and once again, you're listening to Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marion Caldwell-Parker. I want to thank everybody who's called in on today and listening in to the show. It seems to be another show of quietness. Everyone's listening in. But our topic tonight is Not My Reality, Why Survival is the Only Option. And survival, we found out earlier, as we talked about earlier with the caller earlier, is that survival is the fact of living and existing, despite our circumstances and despite where we're coming from and what we're experiencing, whether it's a breakup, a divorce, a death, a loss of job, loss of home. These are just temporary circumstances that we are given from the Creator. And having our I Am connection means that we have the I Am power to overcome them. So when the dust settles, we should still be able to say, I survived. Whether we're sitting, squatting, or standing after the dust clears, time is relevant to us every moment. Why? Because we have the power and the innate processes within us to survive everything. So when we're feeling guilty about surviving, we have to remember, in order for us to share who we are, we have to survive. We have to be able to live beyond circumstances. Life lessons, our stair steps, our stones, the things that build us up, that give us that integrity, that give us that will to live, so that we can be as our ancestors have done for us and survive to keep generations going of being. It's a choice. It's a conscious choice.
a very conscious choice, because we have to liberate ourselves from a language that no longer bears the weight of a reality. Our true reality is absent from the acceptance and practices of others that are forced upon us, their fears, their setbacks, the discussions that tell us that we cannot accomplish things that we know we have innately been given the power to do. Survival is the thing that makes you say, that's how you feel about me, but I know I can do it, or I'm going to try it anyway. That's a form of survival. It's not a selfishness. It is a self-conscientiousness or a self-awareness that says, I am willing to move into a mindset that is about benefiting me first so that I can benefit others. I'm rethinking and analyzing and assessing and planning the next move to make myself better and then add on others so that we can accomplish something on some level of greatness for everyone involved. The universe is requiring us to do that. The universe is saying, just like a melodic song, it's saying, this note will follow this note so that we can have it for generations and generations. It's going to be timeless as we share. There's never an opportunity for us to worry about who says what and why. Go back and listen to the previous broadcast when I talk about that. It looks like we have someone who has a question or a comment, so I'll stop momentarily to entertain that thought. Welcome to Not My Reality Live. You are live in the air, area code 734.
Hi, your face kind of looks like Newt Gingrich's Shaggy Ball Sack.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? I didn't quite understand you. Okay, we seem to have lost that caller. Hopefully they'll call back in to join us back in our conversation about talking and discussing about why survival is the only option that we have when we're met with adversities. So we're going to keep moving on because we cannot afford to be distracted. Those are the type of things that we get thrown off by, not understanding and not willing to stay focused on the plan of action, on that mindset that's keeping us focused, the mindset that allows us to recognize when a person says they want to be in a relationship with you on any level, whether it's spiritual, financially, socially, business-wise, love-wise, or family-wise. We have to be willing to take the next step to do something a little differently than what we've done before. We have to bring ourselves daily closer to our reality of survival, of longevity, of understanding who we are and being comfortable in that place, getting further and further from the fears and doubts and worries of those tapes in our heads from people who we've been around, from circumstances and visual experiences that we've seen. Who said that we have to seek security through others in order to survive? If you are willing to sacrifice your survival because someone else has sacrificed their survival, then it's no longer a fact of existence or living, is it? It then becomes simply an exchange of livelihood. That's death. None of us think about going back and forth and waking up in the morning time, again, as we said earlier, unless we have an emotional or psychological issue, we don't wake up and say, I want to die today. I want to die today and be put inside of a box and then buried underground. Everyone is striving to have longevity in their life. They're striving to say, here's what I want. I want to live a life full of vitality. I want to live a life full of vigor. I want to be able to explore opportunities that allow me to live my life to the fullest. I want to share my happiness. I want to share my talents and skills. I want to be recognized for that. I want to experience love on every level, both giving and taking. No one desires to die. This is why survival has to be our only option. You can't love your children so much that you're going to die. Yes, we all will say we'll take a bullet for our child and we'll take a bullet for our spouses. But that's a different type of livelihood. You're not willingly going to just walk out into the streets to prove your love, again, unless there's some other things going on. Innately, that's what we're striving to do. That's what we're striving to do. Having success in being connected to that divine power, being confident in what we do and use and what we've learned, and being willing to take the action to avoid the doubt that prevents that success. Being able to explore the life possibilities and options that avoid demeaning decisions that make us lose focus on the fact that we have the power to change and we have the strength and the courage and the wisdom already inside of us to overcome whatever it is that came our way. Because remember, we said that we are connected to the I Am. That's the first premise. The I Am being the creator, the master creator of this universe, the one whose great intellect or design formed us and keeps us connected. The only deficiency we'll find is if we begin to forget that and not function in that realm. Greatness requires us to focus on perseverance and the belief that that pursuance of that greatness is our intimate and finality for long-term survival. So to experience your reality, never allow somebody else who is not your who doesn't see you as a priority to be your priority. If they only see you as an option, your survival will always be beneath their survival. So let's challenge ourselves as we go forward to remember, to explore and seize and communicate and affirm every possibility every day that supports our predestined position, purpose, and peace to have survival that is filled with greatness and strength, that reinforces stability and promotes wisdom and peace. So I want to thank everybody who's been tuning in tonight. I appreciate you. You are so welcome, and your presence is not forgotten. So I thank you all for your time tonight. I'm going to be wrapping up. Looks like we are closing down for the night. You have been a phenomenal audience, and we had a couple of callers tonight, and we are going to end out, as we always do, by extending the blessings of peace, vitality, acceptance, and blessings upon your life. And remember, when adversity comes your way, when doubt comes your way, when fear comes your way, scream out nice and loud and say, that's not my reality, but survival is. Until next time. About issues that affect your life and finding some solutions that we can have to improve it. I'm sharing insights that I've come up with in my book, Not My Reality. And so I'm taking this opportunity to take your phone calls, answer your questions. Some people have asked me, will I be sharing my spiritual side with you? And if I'm led to do so, then definitely I will. So again, welcome to Not My Reality Live. The number you can call me at is 646-378-1135 every Saturday night at 10 p.m. So again, call me at 646-378-1135. Give yourself a listen. If you just want to listen tonight, you can do that as well. I'll have the chat room open. And the goal is to remember to breathe and know this is not the end of the road because it is not my reality.